Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Colin Kaepernick should sign with the AAF yesterday. We've got to make this happen, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mark Ryan. You are listening to Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. And away we go for the next 3 hours, an absolutely jam-packed show. A different kind of show today where we're going to kind of be all over the map, all over the place. If you're a little ADD, this is the show for you over the next 3 hours because I honestly, Lonzo, I don't know if we've ever had a show where we're talking about a greater variety of things than we will be talking about today. So a ton of stuff. We've got there's an amazing, cool event coming up, a really cool golf event that BMW is involved with. We're going to be talking to a representative from that. Diddy, of course, joins the show on Thursday. Diddy's all bent out of shape about the baseball rules, and I can't wait to take him to town on this stuff. Kevin Durant goes off. LaVar Ball leaves the reservation. A lot of fun stuff coming your way here between 1 and 4 p.m. this afternoon. Of course, you know that we say we're the most interactive sports show in the upstate region. And here's all the ways you can get in touch with us. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line, the Health There text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with ESPN and then let it rip. Twitter, please follow us at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air. Mark is with a C, at Lonzo on word. And for the freshly minted email address is Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All the different ways for you to get in a hold of the show. And as you guys now know, we get to all of your responses here on the show. This is the way we view this show is it's a party that you are invited to, and it is not much of a party if it's just Lonzo and I.
Hey, can I praise the engineering department real quick? You know, a lot of people slam them. These mics, man, these things sound good. They really do.
We've got brand new mics in here, man.
I mean, they don't smell like the last person that was in here. You and I, are using them first before anybody else.
Okay. The other thing, and I'm surprised that that's who you're thanking, Lonzo, because I thought for a minute you're going to be thanking somebody else for an email that I received about 30 minutes ago involving Mandy Rose?
Who's
this?
Like you don't have the name
who
right in
this?
Front of you.
Who is this?
She is a professional wrestler. Here's the thing, you know.
Now, do they have women's professional leagues like they have UFC female fighters? Are the women like ring girls in the WWE?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I don't know.
You have offended so many people by saying that. No. The women wrestled just as well as a lot of the guys.
I didn't know.
They have their own belts. And you know, we're having Mandy Rose on, I think it's Tuesday, and starting real soon, they're actually
Is there a belt for the women, too?
Yeah, their women's championship belts on SmackDown and on Raw. And they're getting ready to have tag team belts for the first time ever for women in the WWE. And Mandy Rose and her partner are in an elimination chamber, which is the next pay-per-view coming up, and they're going for those belts. So it's going to be pretty cool to have her on before that.
I have no idea. You might as well have been speaking Chinese to me just then. But in any case, if you like Mindy or Mandy Rose, she will be joining the show Tuesday, February 12th at 2 p.m., okay? And Lonzo, I'm not BSing you, man. I thought women were like entertainment pieces in WWE, but I thought they were largely like ring girls, like boxing ring girls.
That is so 1980s.
Well, that's the last time I watched wrestling. You know, part of becoming a man is you turn that crap off.
See, you can keep saying that, and you're going to get an angry text from your mom again.
Oh, really?
And here's the thing, you know, Mr. Hendricks and I, we have a goal. We have a set
and
goal.
And what is that goal?
To get you to cover as much wrestling as possible.
This is garbage, man.
It's going to happen.
I object on principle to this nonsense that Lonzo is saying right now. Please, please make it stop.
You haven't been here long enough to object. You're still in that probationary period thing. You need to say yes to everything.
Oh, crap. This is awful. This is absolutely awful. Okay, no. But in any case, here's what I will say, Lonzo, and then I will leave it be. I will give Mandy Rose the same opportunity that I gave Summer. Do you remember Summer? Who was Summer, Lonzo?
She was a caller who won the contest and was able to have five minutes of that. Look at that memory. But here's the thing. You know, you're giving Mandy Rose so you're acting like she can't talk. She can out-talk you. So
what do you mean? I act like she can't talk.
First you call her a ring girl, and then
I don't know.
You know,
I don't know.
We don't know if she's coming in studio or on the phone. Probably on the phone. If she's coming in studio and you said that, she probably would beat you up. And man, I would love
listen.
That.
I am not the. I have a friend who believes that no woman could kick his ass. I actually have a friend who believes that.
I should introduce him to Nia Jax.
And I've been trying to get him in a ring with Layla Ali for the better part of 20 years.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Right. I've been trying to get that. You will never hear me say anything like that. And I will have you guys know that. You know, Lonzo had a whole portfolio of Mandy, don't call me Mindy Rose, up on my computer when I walked in here today. And
some people walked in and I said, yeah, that's just what Mark looks at when no one's in here.
This computer has never looked so good. I'm going to tell you. Are you sure this is appropriate for work, Lonzo? I don't know if the higher-ups would appreciate all these photos that you have on my screen.
Well, the higher-ups suggested that you interview her, so I think he will be okay with it.
It's fantastic. Anyway, Mandy Rose, the beautiful, the lovely Mandy Rose, who evidently wrestles as well as holds a card between rounds. She will be joined by her February 12th at 2 p.m. So we look forward to bringing that to you. I'll try to make sure I've picked all my boogers before that day rolls around.
I want you to tell her that when you have her on. I really do. I want to see or hear the reaction when you do that.
Really? Is that so?
No, actually, I don't, because I would like to have more of these guests in the future, and if you insult them that way,
I think you would be more concerned about me surviving that altercation. You know, I think that would be more of the concern, Lonzo.
Again, if she comes in studio, you will be gracious. I can just see it.
I probably will be. Mindy Rose, nice to meet you. Really, really nice to meet you. Okay. I love how offended you are by this, man. And honestly, I do poke fun with the booger comments, Lonzo, but I had no idea about the, you know, I had no idea there was like an actual division of female wrestlers. I just thought they were like an entertainment piece, a side piece for the real events going on.
All the more reason when they come to town on the 24th, which is a Sunday night, you don't have anything going on. Football's over. Everything's over.
I'm running out of excuses to go to the well,
which you still haven't gone to the well yet.
Right. What is that? Oh, okay.
The Bonsecour Wellness.
Yeah, okay. I haven't been there. No.
You haven't been there yet. This would be a good time to go. And then you'll get a good idea of what women can do in the ring.
Okay. Well, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. You would absolutely love to see her torment me in the ring, wouldn't you? I think you would absolutely delight in that.
I would love to see anyone torment you.
Okay. Mark and Lonzo, we are offsides here on ESPN Upstate. It is great to be here with you guys. You heard me open by saying Colin Kaepernick should join the Alliance of American Football. And Doug Farrar, in a column that has been published by the Greenville News today, kind of goes into this. And, you know, he's got this collusion case against the NFL, which was a really bad idea for Colin Kaepernick. Why? I mean, who that you sue ever wants to employ you, right? I mean, if Colin Kaepernick wants to play in the NFL and he's not getting a job, what you don't do is sue the employer that you want to work for. What you do is you give it some time. Time heals some wounds. You're staying out of the limelight. You're not pumping this political agenda over and over and over again. And then maybe you get a shot. Who did the Panthers sign this year? Eric Reed, right? Played very well. Brother of Texan safety Justin Reed. A very, very good signing for the Carolina Panthers. Stayed out of the limelight, you know, stopped, you know, having this attention surrounding him, and became a productive player in the NFL again. Colin Kaepernick, though, was on the verge of being signed by the Seattle Seahawks a year ago and said he wasn't going to stop kneeling for the national anthem. And here's how I feel about this whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. My honest assessment of this entire thing. Number one, I don't like kneeling for the national anthem. I don't like it. I understand what everyone who's kneeling is standing for, right? What they're protesting. I understand what they're kneeling for. To protest police violence. Does police violence exist? It absolutely does. If you can believe it, I am the victim of police violence. I am the victim of police violence. This is true. This is a true story. Lonzo, I'm in Orlando, Florida. I'm 31 years old, okay? A police officer pulls me over because in Florida, you have a little sticker. I don't know if they have those here, but you have a little sticker on your license plate that can expire, right? And so I got
Yes, we have those here.
They're not in Texas, okay? So there's a little sticker that can expire on your license plate. I'm still rocking the Texas tag, no sticker, right? So they can pull you over. I had a police officer in Orlando, Florida, pull me over and then say, don't pull over here. Take the car back to your house because he pulled me over in my neighborhood. And I lived in a townhome in Orlando. There was nobody on the street, Lonzo, when I was pulled over. He gets on the megaphone and screams at me that I'm parking in the wrong place. I get out of my car. He comes up to me, chest bumps me, shoves me to the ground. And I'm looking around and there's nobody outside. Okay. And I'm like, I'm going to die out here. You know, like there's nobody here right now. And he says to me, he's screaming at me about having this expired tag. And he screams to me that I need to go inside, get the correct sticker, get the correct plate and do it outside. And Lonzo, I had to do that in 100 degrees on the asphalt on my hands and knees. I had to change the license before he would go. In what sort of police precinct is that okay? Right? In what sort of police precinct is that okay? It's not okay anywhere, right? So then I re-put the license plate back on. Again, my heart is pounding through my chest at this entire experience. When I do that, he gives me one final shove and then squeals off in his car with the wheels squealing, right? And I'm just like, if I had made one wrong move, I'd have been dead. I mean, I had a police officer physically confronting me. And if I'm honest with you, and I, you know, thank you if you are a police officer for keeping us safe. But since that time, Lonzo, since that experience in my life, I have felt more uneasy than secure when police officers are around me. You know, we're supposed to feel safe with the presence of police officers. At the high school that I taught at in Houston, it was in a rough area of town. And I wanted to teach there because I thought I could be of the most benefit there, right? We had two armed police officers that worked on site full time every single day at the high school, right? And because of my experience, even with them there, I felt more uneasy by their presence than secure, all due to the experience that I had, right? So you don't think I understand why they're kneeling? No, I didn't. I wasn't killed. And I understand people have been killed and abused. I understand why they're kneeling.
But let me ask
I get
you a
it.
Question. Do you, so you believe that, I see, there are bad people in every profession.
Of course.
There are, but I don't think you should judge the entire profession.
I'm looking at one of them. I'm just kidding.
No, you're absolutely right.
I'm kidding.
I don't think you should judge an entire profession by an incident that you have with the police. I had a similar experience, although I wasn't pushed. I was threatened a great deal. A cop pulled me over. We were doing something with a fraternity, and as he pulled me over, I had saw.
You were in a frat?
Yeah. I saw the guy. I went there so they would make me be a little more sociable. It didn't work, but, you know, I was trying.
You're fine,
I was trying.
That's in your head.
So we took the pledges somewhere and left them. They had to walk back to the frat house, and it was out in the middle of nowhere. And as we were going by, there's a cop standing out talking to one of his buddies. I wasn't speeding, wasn't doing anything, but the guy ahead of me was, and we both had Camaros. So he pulled me over because I pulled over. Unfortunately, the guy who I was with was also a football player. He was like 6'5", 350, had a mohawk, and was scary. He got in my car to go with me. I couldn't tell him to get out. I mean, because he was that scary. And he's like, when this cop comes up, we're going to jump him. I was like, what? So I'm already nervous because I didn't know what this guy was going to do. So the cop pulls up and says we were speeding. I was like, no, I wasn't. And he asked me to breathe in his face. I have naturally loopy eyelids. I can't help it. I was born with them. I have never done drugs in my entire life. And I'm like, you don't want me to breathe in your face. And he's like, son, if you don't breathe in my face right now, I'm going to pull this gun. I'm like, okay.
I'm going to pull this gun.
Yeah. And so, no. So I breathed in his face, and right. I had just eaten an entire bag of sour cream and onion potato chips. He was not happy with that. So he went back and checked. He kept trying to get me to get out of the car and get in the back of the cruiser, and I would not do it. And
good for you.
And finally, he said, I'm going to let you go with the warning, but if you ever show your blank back in Genoa, it was Genoa, Ohio, which is somewhere near Westerville, I will put your blank in the jail and throw away the key. And I did absolutely nothing. But you know what? That, even though I felt threatened, I was scared. I mean, the guy threatened all that stuff. I don't look at police and go, man, everyone's just like that.
No, I don't either, Lonzo. But here's the thing. I fully agree with and support the fact that 90% of police officers, 99% of police officers are here for the greater good. But I am a person who is so molded by my experiences, Lonzo, that ever since that happened, whenever I'm anywhere near, whenever there's a police car anywhere near me, I feel more uptight than I do secure. And it's due to that experience that I shared with you, where I was very cognizant of the fact that I make one wrong move here and my life is over. I was trying to calm down the police officer, not vice versa, right? So anyway, much more to get to on this. Colin Kaepernick, my opinion, should join the AAF. I will further detail those thoughts, plus a continuation of our conversation from yesterday about South Carolina, the state of South Carolina, failing to produce much of anything in the way of college football recruiting talent. All of that and much, much more. Hey, we're called Offsides for a reason, right? And you're listening to it right here on ESPN Upstate. Macy Covington of the BMW Charity Pro-Am presented by Cinex she's going to be joining us in the next segment. I'm telling you, this is going to be an awesome event that we're going to want you guys involved in, and I'm going to be involved as well. I think we're going to do a live show out there. It's really exciting. She's going to join us in the next segment to tell us all about the event, so looking forward to bringing that to you as well. We open up the show today by having a little bit of fun with wrestling, as we often do. I've got somebody on the text message screen, which looks very different today for some reason. It's no longer blue. But I have somebody on the text screen telling me that I sound like a male chauvinist pig. And here's the deal. I'm not trying to. I didn't know, and I realized that, ignorance doesn't get you out of, committing a crime. But if you don't know, I don't know that I was guilty of any crime. I really thought that, like, women in wrestling escorted the male wrestler to the ring, and that was the end of it, right? And then maybe they get involved in a couple of fights here and there, but I didn't realize there was actually a women's division in wrestling. And we're talking about that because Mandy Rose, and what affiliation is she? WWE?
Yes.
Lonzo? Okay,
yes.
What's the other one?
Who cares about any other one?
Okay, so like 10 years ago, like WWE, and there was one other one that were like really kind of together.
It was longer than that. WWE and WCW were going against each other. Then.
And what happened to WCW?
WWE bought them.
Oh, okay. Okay,
now, there was TNA for a while, and there's a new thing called AEW come out, and there are a lot of smaller ones, but as far as TV and all that goes, WWE is the king.
What happened to TNA? Just from the name alone, that would have been my favorite.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. I think it was basically poor writing, bad marketing, a lot of stuff like that.
Okay, I got you. Mark Ryan and Alonzo here with you on Offsides ESPN Upstate. My take is Colin Kaepernick should absolutely look at signing in the Alliance of American Football, not so he can win a collusion case against the NFL, but so that he can make a name for himself again and he can make himself marketable again. Look, if he wants to be a political crusader, he can. Okay, he can. And Tim Tebow is another guy who was blackballed by the NFL and has found a home in baseball in the Mets minor league system with hopes of being called up to the big leagues one day, right? But in terms of Colin Kaepernick and what he did, I was sharing with you, I disagree with kneeling for the national anthem. Even though I understand that, the people doing so are saying it's no disrespect to the military, to kneel for the flag is to kneel against the United States of America. That's honestly how I've always viewed it. But even though I disagree with the action, the thing that really, really gets me is that the NFL doesn't sign a player who's clearly good enough to play in the league, right? And they don't sign him not because they don't like what he's doing. They don't sign him because of the noise that comes with signing him, right? Oh, my gosh, they're signing the guy who started the kneeling, right?
See, this bothers me. I completely disagree with you here. Kaepernick could not play anymore. There's a reason why he got benched, and there's a reason why I think it was Alex Smith went ahead of him. He couldn't play. He knew he wasn't going to get to play anymore, so he threw a tantrum. He come up with a reason. He made all this stuff up because he was losing his job. I mean, I'm glad it's brought awareness to.
Let me tell you this, Lonzo. What is the male athletic prime? Do you know? What is the male athletic prime? At what age do men reach their athletic prime?
Doesn't it? I think it probably varies from sport, doesn't it?
No. The male athletic prime is listed as 28.
Okay.
28. Guess when Colin Kaepernick last played? When he was 28. He doesn't forget how to play. He took the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl, man. And yes, he wasn't the same player once he went vegan and lost a lot of his muscle mass. That affected his play on the field. There's no doubt about that. But the guy can still play. The guy is still, in my opinion, better than half the starters in the NFL today. You mean to tell me Lamar Jackson can play for the Baltimore Ravens and Colin Kaepernick can't?
I would rather have Lamar Jackson any day.
Okay,
over
well,
Colin
you
Kaepernick.
Would rather have a rookie quarterback, right? But the reality is Colin Kaepernick can play the sport of football. He's good enough to take the 49ers to the Super Bowl and coming a couple minutes away from winning the Super Bowl. So
he
yes,
has had opportunities and he's turned them down because he's more concerned about the crusade than he is actually playing football. I don't know that they would welcome him there.
Well, they're not going to welcome him because he's suing the NFL, and that was his biggest mistake. But to the point in the article here, written by Doug Farrar, that's published by the Greenville News, he could win his collusion case against the NFL if he lights up the AAF, and I would be more concerned with him getting a shot in the NFL. So if I'm an NFL owner, here's what I tell Colin Kaepernick. I say, Colin, I'm going to be real with you. I'm a proponent of standing for the national anthem. That's what I choose to do. I respect your right as an individual to do something different, and we really feel like you can help our football team. For example, the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson, they have Brandon Layoff the Whedon as their backup quarterback. He's awful. In that particular offense, with the style of play they run, Colin Kaepernick would be the ideal backup to Deshaun Watson, the ideal backup. And nobody signs him because nobody wants the noise that comes with him right now. The reality is, it is absolute and total blackballing that the NFL has not given this guy a chance.
I disagree with you. He wants to be a starter. If he's not given the chance to be a starter, he won't even consider it.
That's not true. He was about to sign with the Seahawks. He was about to sign with the Seahawks where he would have been the backup to Russell Wilson, and he didn't sign with the Seahawks where he would have been said backup to Russell Wilson because they pulled the offer once he said he wouldn't stop kneeling.
Okay.
They said, you need to stop kneeling and we'll sign you. And he said, no.
All that aside, this new football league, if he goes there, if he couldn't, in my opinion, he couldn't play well with the NFL. If he goes here to a lesser thing, as far as football goes, yeah, these guys haven't made it into the NFL. It doesn't mean that they can't. So he's going to be playing with a lesser product. What does it say if you shine in a lesser product? I think it'd be worse for him to go to a lesser product because he's not going to have the best receivers. He's not going to have the best line. He's not going to have the best of all that. So he's probably got a better chance of looking worse than he does better.
Here's the reality of the situation, Lonzo. Many, many players. There is a pipeline established over many years of players going from other leagues to the NFL. Is there one for the AAF? Of course not, because they're just starting play 2 days from now. But the CFL, you know, the likes of Warren Moon and Doug Flutie and Jeff Garcia and those guys played in a lower football league, Kurt Warner in the Arena League, and used that as a springboard to get a shot in the National Football League. Is that good for Colin Kaepernick? Yes, but do I think he made his bet in the NFL when he put up this, when he started the lawsuit, the collusion lawsuit. Is the NFL guilty of collusion? Absolutely, Lonzo. You cannot tell me that it's just because it's just due to his play. You can't tell me that Tim Tebow isn't in the NFL because of his, just because of his play. He's not in the NFL because teams don't want to be pressured to start him. Teams, and they will be by the Tim Tebow zealots like myself if he's signed by an NFL team, right? That will absolutely be the case should that happen. So be that as it may, you know, I think about this every so often at this time of year, and I think that, you know, Colin Kaepernick, and I hope that he gets a chance, and I hope that he has a shot to play. I really, really do. Yesterday was, of course, National Signing Day. And we spent a good portion of time going over that and kind of hashing things out and how things stacked up. And lo and behold, South Carolina yesterday closed incredibly strong. Incredibly strong. Finished, according to ESPN, with the 17th ranked class. And we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the fact that where they were sitting at 21 is not where they need to be. To be at number 17, they're getting a lot closer. They're getting a lot closer to where they need to be. And they won some really interesting recruiting battles yesterday over the likes of Auburn and Tennessee and Georgia. Some interesting battles that really, really put them into a great spot. So congratulations to South Carolina for closing strongly. More on that. Plus, you know, a continuation of our discussion as to why the state of South Carolina doesn't produce more elite college football recruits. But coming up next, we're going to be joined by Macy Covington. She is with the BMW Charity Pro-Am presented by Cinex, a fantastic charity golf event with some major names. We're going to talk to her next about the upcoming tournament this year. It's something we'd love for you to be involved in. I will be involved in it as well. We thank you so much for listening to us on episode 18 of Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate. A check on the health there, text line 71307. You simply start your text with ESPN. I didn't realize that not wanting to sign someone for extra baggage is collusion. Collusion implies owners agreed not to sign him. If owners did not come together and agree not to sign him, then there is no collusion. You are not obligated to offer a contract to anyone. Man, don't you know, to this texter, and he didn't put his name on there, which is cool. And somebody else says, thank you, Lonzo. I've been saying Colin Kaepernick is an average quarterback at best. Yeah, there's plenty of average quarterbacks, but that have a chance. Jeff Driscoll, for crying out loud, a crappy Florida Gator quarterback, is in the NFL right now. Colin Kaepernick can't be. Are you kidding me? Here's why it is collusion. The NFL is the biggest good old boys network that has ever existed. The proof of that was the handling of the Ray Rice situation, in which they stuck their heads in the sand and they thought, because we're the almighty powerful NFL, this is simply going to go away. When it didn't go away, and when video surfaced of the Ray Rice incident, they didn't know how to handle it. Okay, so yes, the NFL and the ownership club is the most exclusive country club in sports. One owner talks to another owner. Most of these guys are friends, and nobody signs the player. Nobody signs the player that has upset the owner, right? You have seen this happen time and time and time again. Chris Cluey, a former Vikings punter, stepped up with a pro LGBTQ message. And at a time where that was incredibly controversial, Chris Cluey never punted again in the NFL. You don't think that's collusion? Of course that's collusion as it pertains to Colin Kaepernick. Joining us right now, her name is Macy Covington, and she is involved with a BMW Charity Pro-Am right here in our area, presented by Cinex Corporation. The courses have been announced, Thornblade Club and the Cliffs Valley. Macy joins us right now. Macy, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, Macy. I've got to tell you something, Macy. I have never met a Macy, but and I've been in my life, I have been engaged twice but never married, and both of my fiancés at the time knew that if I had a daughter, I wanted to name her Macy Renee, and I've never met a Macy in my life. This is an incredible experience for me.
Aww.
Can I have your autograph?
Well, absolutely. They are very cheap right now because we're in the off-season.
There you go. That sounds good. Sounds good to me. Well, I love your name,
it.
And I love the fact that you're joining us to tell me more about this great event. Now, I'm brand new in this area, Macy. Can you tell me, and I can see my listeners rolling their eyes when I say this, but I'm new, so hopefully I have a little bit of a pass here. Can you tell me where Thornblade Club and the Cliffs Valley are in relation to where I am in Greenville? Where will this tournament be held?
Absolutely. You're actually located almost right in the middle of both locations. You're probably closer to Thornblade Club, which is located in Greer, right off of Interstate 85, off of Pelham Road is where Thornblade Club is. And the Cliffs Valley is up in Traveler's Rest. Up in the cliffs, there's a lot of different cliffs resorts up there, and this is the Cliffs Valley is where the golf tournament will be taking place, the second course this year.
I've been to neither place. Can you believe it? I've been here Sunday. I will have been here a month, and I have not been to Greer, and I have not been to this place where travelers take a load off. I have not been there, but I'm looking forward to checking both places out. I really am.
Well, we would absolutely love for you to come and hang out during the tournament. So I think you just bring your media badge and they'll let you right in.
That's fantastic. So you guys, and in this event traditionally has some incredible people and names, sporting names that everyone is aware of. Who are some of the athletes that you've had in the past working on this event, Macy?
Well, last year we, of course, had Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
He was a huge hit. Everybody loved him. We had cheeseheads walking all over the golf courses. It was great. And we also had Ozzie Smith last year.
Best shortstop ever. That is incredible.
My favorite player of all time. So I was super excited that he was able to join us at the tournament. We have got a bunch of athlete names that we're got out feelers out for right now, so we will be making that announcement on May 1st at Media Day at the BMW Performance Center. All of the celebrities will be announced on that day.
On May 1st, fantastic. So if our listeners, and you know, look, Aaron Rodgers and Ozzie Smith, those are names that resonate with everybody. I can't wait to get out there and do a show live at one of those two locations for this particular event this year. So I'm really excited about that, Macy. And I know what we really need at this point is for the community to kind of get behind this event and help us out. What specifically are you looking for, Macy, and how can our listeners do that?
Absolutely. So it's in our name, the BMW Charity Pro-Am Golf Tournament presented by Cinex Corporation. We are a charity, a 501c3, and our goal is to raise as much money as we possibly can for local upstate charities. We have four featured charities this year, the Prisma Health Children's Hospital of the Upstate, the Roper Mountain Science Center, Cliffs Residents Outreach, and Mobile Meals of Spartanburg are our four featured charities. And for these charities to raise money and raise awareness, we need people to get out and volunteer. And it is so much fun to get out and volunteer at both of the golf courses. We have thousands of people that sign up every year to come and help with admissions, to be a walking score, to help with trash, to help with evening events. And they have an absolute blast and keep returning every year. And the registration is open. You can go online to bmwusfactory.com and register online.
That sounds really, really cool. So if I go online and I register to be a volunteer, what happens then? What's the next step? How do I become confirmed as a volunteer? And then what am I doing during the event, Macy?
Absolutely. So when you go online to register, the sooner the better, because the sooner you go online, you get to pick what committee you would like to be involved with. So if you would like to be involved with admissions where you hand out tickets, or if you would like to be involved as a walking score and actually walk with, say, Aaron Rodgers while he's playing golf and keeping his score for him, You can sign up to be a volunteer for any of those committees. You can pick whatever day you're interested in volunteering, and you can pick your times if you would prefer to work in the morning or in the afternoon or all day. And every day that you volunteer, that just raises more money for the charity that you pick.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds like a really, really cool thing to do. So this is at this particular point in February, our listeners and volunteers, they can sign up to work the event right now. They don't have to wait any longer. They can do this. This is something they can do today.
It's absolutely open and ready. We have close to 300 volunteers that have already signed up for the event, and we have moved the event. It's now in June. So you still have plenty of time, but we want you to get the job that you want to do. So it's first come, first serve when it comes to volunteering.
Since 2001, the BMW Charity Pro-Am presented by Cinex has donated over $13 million to numerous charities across the upstate. An incredible cause, an incredible event, huge names. ESPN Upstate will be there. I will be there. Macy, we are absolutely honored to be a part of this. We want to thank you so much for joining us today and letting us know a little bit more about this. And all I can say is I can't wait until May.
No, it's June. You can't wait till June.
I'm sorry. I thought
the golf tournament is in. No, the golf tournament's in June this year. We moved the date. The date is June 6th through the 9th.
Okay, I got you. So May is when we would need volunteers in the upset, June 3rd to the 9th. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
May is when we will announce the celebrities, so you will know who you can call to.
That is where I got
interview.
Mixed up. That is where I got mixed up. Okay, thank
yes.
you for setting me straight, Macy. I appreciate that. June 3rd to the 9th right here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, and thank you so much for everything.
You got it, Macy. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. All right, so I won't make that mistake again. June 3rd to the 9th, celebrities announced on May 1st. Coming up next on the program, ESPN has issued grades for the teams that you care about in terms of their recruiting classes. I'll reveal to you ESPN's grades and my own next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo, right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, so ESPN has, and our thanks to Macy Covington for joining us in the last segment, excited about the BMW Charity Pro-Am presented by Cinex. And of course, that is June 3rd through the 9th. Celebrities announced on May 1st, right?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. There you go. So thank you to Macy Covington for joining us and giving us the information about this fantastic event. Okay, so the ESPN has released their grades of every Power 5 conference team, and they have given South Carolina for the 2019 recruiting class. They've given South Carolina a grade of B+. Here is what they say, and I don't normally read on the air because I don't think it's a great radio, but it's only one paragraph, so I'll read you ESPN's analysis, and then I'll give you some of my own. The Gamecocks class is led by an uber-talented group of defensive linemen. Leading the way are ESPN 300 and under All-American game end Zach Pickens, ESPN 300 defensive tackle Jaquez Sorrells, and ESPN 300 end Joseph Anderson out of Tennessee. A third four-star is Peach State end Rodriguez Fitton, but four-star junior college defensive end Devontae Davis and defensive tackle Jakeem Green could have the most immediate impact. On offense, ESPN 300 quarterback Ryan Helinski is the headliner, and a huge letter of intent out of California. Great get for South Carolina there. Tight ends Travion Kenyon and Keshawn Toney will fly under the radar, but were key wins at a position of need. Four-star offensive tackle Ja'Kai Moore was a huge victory out of Virginia over Penn State. The sleepers of the class are athletic inside linebacker Derek Boykins out of North Carolina and ESPN 300 in-state cornerback Cameron Smith. Smith is joined in the secondary by ESPN 300 cornerback Shiloh Sanders, the son of Deion Sanders, and Sunshine State cornerback John Dixon, who returned successfully from an injury to regain attention from South Carolina and other SEC programs. Peach State four-star safety Jamie Robinson Was a nice win out of the Peach State over SEC East foes. Grade of B+ from ESPN. National rank of 17 for South Carolina. My grade for South Carolina is a B-. It was a mid to low C yesterday because I don't think eighth in the SEC is where South Carolina wants to be. But the reality is this is a team that really closed strongly, a tip of the cap to Will Muschamp for that. They went from 21 to 17 late. We said they needed to be in the top 15. They weren't quite there, but they're close. They're close, and they've made some gains. They've made some inroads. And if Clemson putting out ESPN's number 10 overall class, Clemson was number 9 in the 24/7 sports rankings. You know, 17 can compete with 10. 17 can compete with 9. If you call yourself a Gamecocks fan, you have the information and knowledge right now that if in the next few years South Carolina isn't competitive with Clemson, that it's a coaching issue and a player development issue, all of which falls on the head coach. So, yes, I mean, I do applaud South Carolina for getting what I consider to be a B-minus class. ESPN grades it B+. Clemson, ESPN gives an A2. I would give Clemson an A-. I guess I'm just a harder grader as a teacher, Lonzo. I mean, I think if you're the national champion, you should be able to do better than 10th. Then the flip side of that, though, is they've won the national championship twice in the last 3 years with classes that have had an average ranking of 12th over the last 4 years. So who am I to say that they're not getting what they need? This class is even a little bit better than their recent classes have been. The job that Dabo Swinney and company are doing, not only finding diamonds in the rough, but developing diamonds in the rough, is truly something to behold. So to recap, ESPN gives Clemson an A. I give them an A- for the class with a national rank of 10. ESPN gives South Carolina a grade of B+. I give them a B-. The strong close got them out of the C range and into the B range, and that's a good place for them to be. All right, coming up next, why is it that the state of South Carolina is failing to produce elite college football recruits? I spoke under the radar to a local coach yesterday who offered some incredible insight. I'm going to share that with you next. You're listening to Offsides with Mark and Lonzo. It's right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.